What if I just burped right now and let out a fucking the little like little bubble like that, fool?
That shit was nasty.
That shit was weird, huh?
I didn't like that part, actually. You did it like 5 times.
That shit was sad, though, because... Fake Deep, Poor Things.
Yeah, watch it.
How do you pronounce the name? Yorgos...
Yorgos Lanthimos?
Sounds like some fucking Harry Potter spell.
What is he? I think he's like...
Greek.
He's Greek?
Yeah, he's Greek.
He's fucking great, is what he is.
So, Emma Stone, Willem Dafoe, Mark Ruffalo... Just big names off the top of my head. Yeah. I know there's
the other two guys are amazing.
Everybody, the cast was great.
Top notch, man. Emma Stone, well deserved after watching it, honestly.
So this movie obviously won a couple Oscars. Or the movie itself won an Oscar? Or was it just?
No, not the movie itself. It won costumes, set design. Emma Stone took best actress. And I think that's it.
So people were kind of like saying, I don't know what award she won, but it said it was like a comedy.
Uh-huh.
And people were like saying that they didn't feel like it was necessarily a comedy. It was totally a comedy, though. Like,
I seen it as a
comedy. Like, if I had to categorize it as one thing.
Yeah, in one genre?
Yeah. Because while the subject was like serious, the fucking score they used, like the tone, the acting, it was just very like, it wasn't like ha 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 ha, it was just like whimsical, like goofy, exactly. Like,
and then also again, you got to keep in mind that these movies that get nominated for whatever category they're in, a lot of the times the producers will put the film in that specific category just to be nominated, you know, just to get recognition, because imagine going up against other like five other good ass dramas. For example, Killers or Oppenheimer for that.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, sometimes they just do it just cause.
I love the cinematography for this movie.
Bro. Insane. And then there were just a lot of he's known for this though, but I think since he had such a big budget this time around with a bigger company, I think they made it work for him like even more. But just like, the A24 is getting so big now, I feel like that they have that capacity. But the set design, what they won for too, was I think well deserved. The set design and the costumes were absolutely
fantastic.
Insane.
Fantastic.
Like I didn't even, it was, it kind of, at first I thought it was a set piece, like a timepiece too, because it's set like in the way that they dress and their mannerisms and all that is like from the past. But then also it's like set in the future because there's like fucking flying trams, flying subways. Like it was weird.
I liked when you'd see the actual background when they were in the outside.
Yes, yeah.
It added to the comedic aspect for me because it looked fake. Like fake as shit.
It reminded me of Doctor.
But
Seuss.
It looked cool. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that. That's a good analogy.
That's what it reminded me of. So I thought they did great with it. Yeah, like Can the Hat or like A Grinch Stole Christmas.
The fucking mind state that Emma Stone probably had to go to hop into that role was probably like, she deserved that.
Bro, she deserved it.
Like, I get Lily Gladstone for
Killers,
you know, in any other time she could have won, but this was great. Like, if it would have been undeserving, whatever, like, I get the backlash, but she fucking smoked that.
After watching the movie, without a doubt, well-deserved.
I love the fish, using the fisheye, dude.
Yeah, the fisheye lens was cool.
What do you think was the, like...
The purpose? I was trying to pinpoint. I couldn't. Because it would only happen in certain times. To me...
I think it just kind of reflected, like, the... This movie... I mean, because... Her character. What was the name of her character in the movie? What was the name of Emma Stone's character in this movie? Here, I'm gonna just pull up the
Letterboxd,
the cast real quick. Oh. Bella Baxter.
Yeah, Bella.
I mean, she. For the people who haven't watched the movie yet, or I hope you have by this time. So her story is she commits suicide. Her original character commits suicide, and Willem Dafoe, who in this movie goes by, I love that he goes by God. Yeah. So Godwin Baxter. He is a neuroscientist, or he's just like a badass
doctor,
surgeon, scientist.
Yeah, he's a surgeon.
So he basically finds Emma Stone, or whoever Bella Baxter used to be. No, so
she has another name. Bella Baxter. I forget her name.
So he finds her. She tried committing suicide, jumped off the bridge, and she had a baby in her. The baby survived somehow. and he takes the baby's brain out and puts it inside Bella Baxter's. And then that's the story, basically, her developing and learning life.
It starts off as literally her. She's a grown lady and with a baby mind, a toddler mind.
She's like an idiot.
But her character progresses throughout the entire movie.
And she gets to see how...
And we see all those steps, you know?
Through sex, really.
Though that was one of the...
Primarily, I didn't think there was going to be this much sex in this movie. There was a lot of sex
Bro.
Like, type shit, like, where we were watching it, and if Bryson would pop in, I'd be like, stop.
Yeah, like, you can't watch... Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought the way that they used it was good, though. The way they implemented it. Oh,
they used it great because every time she... It was like she learned about life...
Something new.
Through sex. And she, like, progressively...
Well, also with emotions, though, and towards the end when she started getting more, like, philosophical and, like, the feminism part came out in the socialism aspect of the movie. Everything, just her character progression and the way she acted from when she first appeared on screen to the very last moment in the end, amazing. Amazing work. She like came full circle and it was amazing seeing that. I think that was the best part of the movie. It was her, honestly, and her.
Oh,
the way she portrayed it, you know?
Willem Dafoe also killed it, though.
Bro, legend. Mark Ruffalo, shines very well, too.
Dr. Godwin Baxter's character was actually pretty, honestly, a pretty tragic character because so if you watch the movie, his face is all disfigured and fucked up and shit. It's because his dad used to experiment on him.
His dad was a surgeon as well. World-renowned surgeon.
So that's why he would burp out those fucking, like...
Yeah, he was just all fucked up. And then what was that one story of when he would... How would he torture him? With his thumb? I think he enclosed his thumb in a cage just to see how... As a kid, just to see how how the body transforms as you get older. So he was literally, like, postponing the growth of his physical hand. And, like, he just went through a lot of trauma, too. But why did they do it again to another girl? They just said because they missed Bella.
So he wanted to continue the study.
Which is weird, yeah. I thought that part was a little creepy. I like the fact that he comes around too, though, and he acknowledges, the hurt and pain that he caused Bella. The story was just amazing.
It's been kind of nice seeing, Mark Ruffalo plays Duncan Wedderburn.
Duncan.
That's the name of his character. It's been pretty nice seeing the Marvel people kind of break out. Because I feel like it's very easy to get typecasted. And I feel like people kind of see joining Marvel as a negative thing. But I feel like it's been nice kind of seeing them play in, you know.
And the thing is, though, they've been acting a lot of other stuff beforehand, too. Mark Ruffalo was a lot of shit.
Yeah, but I feel like after being in Marvel, I feel like people kind of get the sensation that, like, oh, you know, like
that's
kind of it. So it's kind of nice seeing them do the other shit and actually, you know,
have get acknowledged
shit and get acknowledged.
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo was nominated too, right?
He was great. He was great in this movie. Great.
Yeah, good fucking movie, man. If you haven't seen it, watch it. That's a good movie to actually reel you into that motherfucker's filmography. Yorgos is intense. It's crazy. It's weird.
I noticed like his like editing style. He likes a lot of quick cuts.
Yeah, 100%. Like,
I don't know, the movie was just so, it was weird. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't think I'd ever be in, like, a state of mind where I'm like, I'm going to go watch Poor Things again. But it was it was great. Like, it was just new. It was something, it was fresh. Like, it was just something good, something new to watch. Like, it was good. I understand why Emma Stone won.
I really love that we're coming around to, as an audience, to having these indie-style films being showcased now at a big level. I think it's fucking great.
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
So, yeah, it just goes to show, bro. We're kind of coming around, too. Everyone's tired of our blockbusters, tired of this superhero era. We're kind of getting back into the art itself, the craft. I think it's cool.
The next step should be, like, the superhero era, just kind of trying to hone in and just making a more focused...
Story based,
like they just need to try to variate as much as possible. You know what I mean? Like,
there's too much substance that they don't use well.
The characters themselves, like, just have so much story that it's wasteful to not use all of
right.
it. You know what I mean?
100%, 100%.
Another thing that was like kind of cool was just in general, just how I don't know, like back to like hate to bring it back, but like. The fucking, like, Dr. Baxter just kind of, essentially created a human being.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a,
I love that scene. The surgery scene of when they did it on her, when they did it on Bella, that shit looks so real.
it's such a cliche, but just like man creating, trying to be God. Like, I mean, his name was God. His name wasn't Godwin, and he wasn't referred to God by accident. Obviously, that was an intentional thing. Right. Like,
that's great too.
How we try to play the God complex, you know. I don't know. That was like honest, like a Frankensteinish kind of reference.
I'm yeah, that's sure what to. It is. That's what it is. It was a little take on Frankenstein.
But she ended up being, I don't know. It was, yeah, it was.
It was like Frankenstein's monster times 100 and very more.
But not like.
Horny and fucking kind of grotesque in a way.
Like, it was crazy how she even, and like you said, like, you know, that's probably a play on, like, not a play on it, but it just a. The whole feminism thing, you know, when she's at the brothel, basically at a, it's not a brothel. What is that shit?
It's a brothel.
Is it a brothel? Is that considered a brothel? Where she's just
imagine
like,
imagine being, woke
she's just literally, at a she's just literally fucking dudes for, to pay, be able to pay her way out of
insight while she's fucking some creepy, nasty fucking weirdos. That's just fucking amazing. Yeah. I can't believe like that's even,
and it wasn't disturbing to watch was the thing. Like, it was just like, it was just interesting because she was fucking. Like I said, that's the cool part. She was learning through that shit.
Like, to even think of that concept and to be like, oh yeah, we should add that to a movie, to me is fucking insane. And to making it, to actually making it work. So props to him, man. He's fucking, he's twisted.
Emma Stone was like, just for her to just be like, oh yeah, I'm a, you know, she's down. Big, you know, I'm gonna do this. Like, that's dope.
Her whole nude body comes out. That shit's crazy. And she, like, at her caliber, I kept bringing that up too. Like, I was like, dude, no way she was down to even do this, you know, at her stage in her career. But even then, that goes to show that she's fucking beast.
You heard
her range, bro.
Before the movie came out, you heard that the sex scenes were like there was sex in here. Yeah, yeah. Like, that was like a thing. It's like, oh, you know, Mark Ruffalo and her have sex. But damn, dude, like, you see her having like hella sex.
Yeah, fuck. When she was with Mark Ruffalo, I was like, damn. And then it showed her in the brothel.
And she had the lesbian scene too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I'm just a little bit of everything.
I just don't kill it. Watch that fucking movie.
Yeah, Poor Things is on Hulu. I think it's on Amazon too. Hulu.
It's on Hulu. So, I regret not catching that one in the theater. Honestly, I really do.
Speaking of the theater, before we sign off on this fake deep, IMAX is going to be re-releasing
Spider-Man.
Oh, that too, but Ex Machina, Uncut Gems. And there's one more, E24. Is it Hereditary?
Oh, Hereditary. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Hereditary. Wait, is it? Is that
it is. It is. It is. Because I sent it to Emily and Marvin. They said that they would never go watch Hereditary again. That's how good it is.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd watch that shit in IMAX either.
It's kind of scary.
Uncut Gems. Yeah, yeah, it is Hereditary. Which one of the three would you want to watch in IMAX? So I do want to watch one. I want to catch at least one.
Uncut Gems, Hereditary, and what was the other one? Midsommar?
Yeah. No. Ex Machina.
Ex Machina I'd watch. Ex Machina I'd watch, and I'd probably watch
fucking Uncut Gems.
Bro, honestly, all three of them.
No, I know, but if I'm saying you had to pick one.
One?
Uncut Gems might give motherfuckers seizures.
Uncut Gems was crazy. Remember when we watched that? Did you watch it with me?
Yeah.
You did, right?
Uncut Gems might send somebody to the hospital, bro. That shit's just too like.
Go watch Uncut Gems, honestly, if you haven't. The other two you can watch at home. Uncut Gems is a fucking experience.
I feel like Hereditary. I've always said it's actually like if you're just. That's probably one of my like I could put that in my top 10 movies. Like I actually really like that movie, but it's just like for me to want to watch that shit in fucking IMAX.
That movie scares me, man.
Like if you ask me, like, just as a you know somebody that likes going to the theater, like oh like if I could had to recount like a moment that I will never forget. Never gonna forget us being in the fucking movie theaters.
I can't really watch that in theater.
When the mom is on the fucking flipped upside down on the attic and she just starts bouncing her head off the thing, or the silence when the little girl's head chops off on the fucking post,
And then he just keeps driving.
Like those are like two moments in the theaters that I probably will never forget. Like
jaw dropping,
just
moments.
Never forget. Like just a fucking complete silence that went through in the theaters.
Big exhale, inhales. Yeah, bro. The gasps, you know?
and then I'll also remember before we sign out of here, Mo clowning Gizmo because he was basically making fat jokes and he was saying that he was getting stuck in the chair at the theater.
I'm dead. Wait, it was all four of us?
Then? Yeah.
For
yeah.
Hereditary?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. All four funny. Of us.
Then we were all tweaking, you know, that day. That's mm-hmm. just crazy.
Probably. All right, guys. Fake deep. Check this out. It's our first one since Barbie.
Dead ass?
Yeah.
Nah, we did another one. No?
First one since Barbie.
Fuck me. Fuck me. That's crazy. Fuck yeah, we're going to lock in. We need to go watch more movies. I do want to watch that Love Lies Bleeding movie. I'll hit you up.
I'm watching the new, I'm going to go watch a Sydney Sweeney
thing. Oh, you're about
right
to go right now?
Yeah, 10.
Where at? Plaza?
No, I'm going to AMC.
Well, yeah, which one?
Oh, he's stupid. I just said
AMC. I watched doing that Plaza.
I'm doing Chula. Oh. I like the reclining ones. You know what I mean?
An hour in.
Oh, an hour, bitch. 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
This is an Abby movie. This is I'm just there for moral support.
I see with your hand.
The only dude. Yeah, no, I can't. It's gonna be tough.
Anyways,
thankfully,
guys.
Horror movies are usually no longer than an hour and a half.
Fuck no, yeah. If it's longer, especially with her big titty having ass. Thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome to the alley. No. See you later from the alley. Fake deep, poor things. Hit us up.
Later, boys. Wait a second.
I'll try to remember.